From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. That was the sound of a generation. It was the time of the Nintendo, 16-bit graphics, and synthesizers. Video game soundtracks have come a long way since Super Mario Brothers. This Saturday, the University of Miami's Frost School of Music brings the sounds of video games to the stage in a series of pieces arranged by the students themselves. Julian Guidi is a master's student in music business, as well as an opera singer and one of the driving forces behind the concert.
It's hard to get people to think of this as anything other than the 8-bit sort of music that we heard in, you know, Super Nintendo.
But it is more than that, she says.
So much of video game music is informed by classical writing and classical playing. And this was a real opportunity to do something that was both classically informed and engaging to a different kind of audience.
The Henry Mancini Orchestra is rehearsing for the concert. Scott Flavin, the resident conductor, is going over a few points with different sections.
She continues on. Voice continues right on. Let's do the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last 5 bars from the forte. This is 110.
A committee of students came up with the idea. Stefan Zeigner, a doctoral student who plays the violin, was on that committee.
I actually, along with the help of many friends, put together a big list of various games that we knew that had really strong music.
One of Zeigner's favorites is from a Nintendo game from the 1990s.
Well, there were a lot of beautiful songs from the Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross games.
Guidi says the list ranges from recent games all the way back to Pong from 1972.
Zelda, Portal, Final Fantasy, Dragon Age Inquisition, BioShock.
Some of this music, you know, the intent of it was to be sort of background music or to enhance the action of a certain game.
Conductor Scott Flavin.
So it takes a great deal of effort from our composers and writers to make this music that's going to stand up on the stage by itself and be sort of the center of attention.
Bill Longo, a doctoral student in jazz composition, is conducting one of the pieces he arranged for the concert.
Well, the piece that I'm putting together is a pop song at the end of this video game called Portal. And mine will be one of the ones that's a little bit more mixing non-traditional with the traditional orchestral setting. So mine features a rock band, and it also is going to feature Phil Doyle playing a ebi, which is an electronic wind instrument, to try and get more of that video game type sounds into this chart.
That was a joke.
Scott Flavin says this isn't just a novelty.
Video game music today, it's sort of the forefront of composing. Used to be movies, it still is movies, but even more than movies is video games.
For music business student Julian Guidi, video games were a part of her youth, along with her passion for music.
When I was growing up, I watched my brother play a lot of Zelda, but later in life, I got really into BioShock. BioShock Infinite was... If I owned my own console, I wouldn't be in school here.
At the concert, video monitors above the orchestra will show images of the game as the music is played. The performance is this Saturday at the university's Maurice Gusman Concert Hall. You can find out more at WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Luis Hernandez.